Welcome to Intentional Living. Hey, question. What's a habit that you have in your marriage, your family, that's making those relationships better? Something your spouse does that's a habit in their life? My wife has so many powerful, positive habits that I don't even stop to even label them that way. It's just, she does such wonderful things, supporting me and loving me, and their habits of in her life that makes a difference. So shout out to habits today, habits that are making a difference, and how habits are formed, and maybe get us thinking about a habit we need to develop in our own life. The phone line's open at our storyline. Love to hear from you at 888-888-1717. I want to say a huge thank you to the folks at Haven Church. Luke, thank you for your work in Glendale this last weekend. We had a great time at our Night of Hope. And I want to thank Jordan St. Cyr and his band for coming and sharing with us so many powerful songs and their story. Wow. And then, of course, the Kankel Fritz story and being a part of it. Thank you, Mike and Becky, for that. And then I had a chance to share a little bit myself. So we had a fun evening. And thanks to all of you that we had a chance to meet, and so many new friends. Thank you for being a part of the Night of Hope in Glendale. Back to habits today, 888-888-1717.
Hi, this is Carolina, and I just wanted to say that the habit that I have been doing with my son and that I feel is really helping him is every night before bed, we have a routine where he brushes his teeth, he gets ready for bed, puts pajamas on, we read a book, and then we say a prayer, and I ask him who he's thankful for and who he's going to ask God to take care of today. And every day we try to focus on someone specific and then talk about something specific pertaining to them, like grandma who was recently sick in the hospital. And I really feel that he's getting closer to God that way. And if I ever forget, he's very quick to say, "Mommy, it's prayer time. I didn't say my prayer. I can't go to bed without saying my prayer." So him being 4 years old and reminding me, it really puts a lot of faith in the good habit that I'm instilling for him. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, great habit. You know why habits are formed? Habits are formed psychologically, and just the way we're wired as human beings, because we have a craving of something important, and the craving is met with some sort of a reward. I got to tell you a story, talking about habits. Our grandson, one of our grandsons, Theo, he's just a little guy. You know, he's, I should know his age. I think it's six or seven. Papa doesn't know because we have so many grandkids. But anyway, we were picking him up and taking him to his house with his mom and dad. And I said on the way, "Would you like to stop and I'll buy you a chocolate shake at In-N-Out?" I was trying to be a good papa, right? And this little six-year-old says, "No, thank you, Papa. That's not healthy for me, because I'm training for soccer and that's not healthy for me." I said, "Oh, there's a kid who's got it together. He wants to develop healthy habits because he has a goal, a craving to do something bigger and better with his life than eat a chocolate shake," which I can't imagine what it would be. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about? How a craving is something that sets off in our life a desire. And in his case, the craving is to be healthy. Craving is to be healthy. And maybe that's your craving. When you have a craving to have a healthy marriage, a healthy relationship, we talked about habits over the weekend at the Night of Hope. When your craving is such that it draws you, causes you to develop healthy habits, they're going to be reinforced. It would just become a part of your life. And if it's a negative kind of a habit, to be able to set that aside, that's important. All right, let's get to the phones. Beverly in New Mexico. Hi, Beverly. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Randy. I'm doing fine. Just enjoying this breeze and overcast, so it's not so hot.
That helps, that's for sure.
How are you, Dr. Randy?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call. I hear the birds in the background.
Yes, I'm swinging on my porch.
Oh, wow.
Too much noise?
No. It's very, very restful.
God's beauty.
That's God's beauty, and it's a great habit. All right, tell me about a habit. What's one of your habits that helps you?
So what helps me is Family Life Radio.
Oh.
That is a habit of mine. I am serious. I go to bed with it and wake up hearing it. It sets the tone for my day. It gives me hope. It wakes me up, of course, in beautiful spirits. And it helps me throughout the day stay connected with the Lord.
So you turn it on first thing?
I love Family Life Radio.
Turn it on
first? Nope, I go to bed with it on.
It's on all the time?
I lower it when I go to bed. Uh-huh. Yep. All the time. I lower it when I go to bed, not all the way down, very low. And when I'm awake, if it's not too early, I turn it up.
That's great.
I mean, it sounds like a concert in my home. When the music is going, I listen to Intentional Living. I love the teachings. I believe in Family Life Radio so much, and the way it has helped me in my life, that I've even donated a vehicle to Family Life. And I was one of your top contributors when I was blessed. I was able to bless you all.
Well, so, you've been a blessing, Beverly. Thank you. You know what?
Thank you.
You know what? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
And I love Family Life so much that I'm actually now a volunteer here in New Mexico. This will be my third or fourth year.
Fantastic.
That I've been serving. Yes.
And helping
and
Elisa and the team.
Saying, yeah, I love Elisa. Amazing. Just the Family Life is just, that's my habit.
That's a powerful thing, isn't it? Listen, you know, my wife and I were talking just this last week about the ministry that God has called us to be a part of for many, many years. And that's using radio and now with technology, digital media, and all the things we're doing that way as well to impact people. And I commented to her, you think about where can you turn on a switch and have God's blessing, God's word, worship, friendship, companionship, 24 hours a day. That's going to lift you up. You know, we don't get that anywhere else. You know, you might be involved where you're together for an hour a week or some activity here for a small time, but here it is on demand. You push the button and your Christian radio is there for you, bringing you hope and help. That's why we do this. Our ministry is called Intentional Life Media, because we believe that when we're intentional in Christ, things like Beverly's story happen. There's a change that happens in your mind and your behavior and your relationships. That's really powerful. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The Bible says in Psalm 19 that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When we get into the Bible, I would encourage us as we open it not to be in such a hurry to say, I'm reading through the Bible this year, which is a good thing to do, but to say, Lord, as I read this passage, give me an aha moment. Give me a moment as I read this that I gain some insight from my life today where I am.
That's an excerpt from the lesson featured this month on our website for Intentional Living. And just to elaborate a moment on that, it's a great goal to read through the Bible. But sometimes we get so goal-directed, you know, destination-directed, that we miss the moment. And if we can just stop and say, hey, I'm satisfied reading just two verses here today, and let God speak to you from those verses. What is He telling you?
You should have some questions in your mind always. What does this mean? What's the context? What's the difference? Why is God sharing this? How does it impact my life today? That's really part of the process of intentional living. I want to say a thank you to those of you who've been praying for us. You've been supporting the ministry, and you've heard us mention that this is our final month of the fiscal year. At the end of June, we wrap up our fiscal year for 24-25, and we have a need right now to close out the year of $50,000 for intentional living. And we have some friends who said, hey, we will match everything the first $10,000 dollar for dollar. So yours in the match, that would be $20,000 of that right there. So your gift right now would be a huge help. Thank you for praying about it and then acting, being intentional. You can either go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and be a part of supporting the show and the ministry. All right, let's get back to our callers here. Let me see, where am I going next? To Caitlin in Georgia. What's one marriage habit in your life, Caitlin?
Something that's been so just helpful here recently. We went to counseling and we had a very wise counselor tell us small touches, they're similar to, she calls it the relationship glue. It's like whenever all things are falling apart, you can sort of get it back together with just small intentional touches, like caressing a back or like holding a hand, or intentional touches that are just showing, hey, I'm here for you, even though our actions might not be showing that, or our words might not be showing that. This is my heart. And it really has made a huge difference.
Oh. Now, when you talk about that, and by the way, I agree with you 100%. That's our greatest sense, our touch. Was it something you guys intentionally decided to do or just evolved? How did you come around to start making that a habit in your marriage?
Well, really, we didn't even know. It's one of those things, you don't know what you don't know. So we went to counseling and she was just enlightening us on so many amazing points. One of these being the touches that we had no clue was okay. Even necessary in marriage. It was similar to like we would have like a friendship, you know what I mean? A very good friendship at certain times in certain seasons, I guess. And she was just trying to make sure that we kept that intimacy, to show good. That there is a difference between a friendship and a marriage.
So it really came out of you guys talking at counseling, hearing a great suggestion, and then start practicing that. And that's what's made a difference. How long has this been a practice now in your marriage?
This has been a practice for the past like 4 months. Don't let me, we haven't been married very long. We've been married since November. So we've got a short stride, November of 2019. So short stride here, but it definitely has been helping.
Yeah, it will make a difference because what you've done is you've developed a habit early on in your marriage that's going to continue to progress and grow and make a difference in your marriage and your relationship for years to come. Thank you for sharing. That's one of our archived calls, and I want to thank her for being a part of the show today. So thank you. All right, let's continue on with our callers that are coming in here. Let me see, where am I going next? I'm going to Meredith. Meredith, do you have a habit that's working for you?
Actually, it's something my husband totally does on his own. Okay. We're both pretty crazy coffee drinkers. I worked at Starbucks in college, so I love my coffee. My husband drinks it black, and usually he gets it at work. And then I have the kids in the morning, and so what I just totally melts my heart is when I go to the coffee cupboard and I make my coffee and I get the sugar shaker down, and it's been refilled. And it sounds so silly, and, you know, most people are like, okay, whatever. But to me, this is just a totally selfless thing that he does.
Because he doesn't use this. Not for him. It's not about him.
It's not for him. He doesn't use sugar in his coffee, and most of the time he gets coffee at work. So when he does that, it's like, you know, after I've gone to bed or something, like he's noticed that, oh, the sugar's low and she's going to want some in her coffee and he'll refill it. So it may seem silly to some people, but it totally melts my heart because it's like he intentionally thought of me in that moment and knew it would mean something to me. So I appreciate when he does that.
Yeah, that's back to the thing I was talking about with value. When you value something, you cherish it. When you think about the words we use. We value things, we cherish things, things that are important. You don't hide them. You put them up on the shelf and you really take care of them and you value them. Or if it's really, really valuable, you protect it, right? And of course, our marriage, our spouse, our kids, our relationships are very valuable. And so we pay attention and we do things to make them even better. That's really great. Thank you for that reminder. Hey, there's one thing. What's something that's important to your spouse that really may mean nothing to you at all? But because it's important to them, you choose to make it a priority in your life. Man, that'll have a lasting impact. I think. I know. All right. Sheila, you're over there in New Mexico. Thank you for calling about habits. What's one that's helping you in your marriage?
Well, whenever we're both sleeping, one of us will feel the hand of the other one on us. And we wake up and we realize that one of us is praying for the other one.
Wow. Wow. How long has this been a habit in your marriage?
Pretty much the whole time. We've been married 34 years.
Well, you got 64 coming, I bet, because of that habit. That's a great... What does that feel like to know your husband's praying for you?
Well, it's amazing. I love it because I know that no matter whether we're getting along or not getting along, that, you know, he prays for me.
Knowing you're being prayed for, that's important, isn't it? Now, reaching over and putting your hand on your spouse, it might shock them at first, but let them know you're praying for them. Habits, making a difference. Judd, you're in Georgia. Thanks for your call. What's a habit that's working for you?
Well, I was driving through the Hardee's here, and I had the radio on, the Christian radio station you came on, and it just struck me because there are some specific things I do on purpose for my wife, and one of them is, as I found out the things that she really doesn't like to do. She loves to be in the kitchen, but she really doesn't like to hand wash dishes. So on purpose, I make sure I hand wash the dishes. If I'm in town, I'm at home. I know she doesn't like to make the bed. That, you know, it's not her favorite. Does she? Yes, but it's not her favorite thing. So every chance I get, I make the bed. You know, I do things on purpose to take those off of her, and she recognizes it. She recognizes it as me, you know, loving her by doing that. And I just don't do it, well, I'm going to make the bed this way. I know how she likes the bed made. I know how she likes this. I do it that way for her without holding anything up in the air. And she responds and knows that I'm loving her through that act.
That's good.
Of service.
Now, do you make a lot of noise with the pots and pans when you're doing it, though, that you make sure she's paying attention?
No. We live in a big open home, so the kitchen is right there by the living room. So she sees me standing at
so
the
she sees
watch.
You doing it. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Have you thought about getting a dishwasher?
We do have a dishwasher, but we like to wash the pots and pans to leave room.
Oh,
it's just
yeah.
The two of us, so it takes it'll last all week long with just dishes, but pots and pans fill it up. And there's another thing I do, and it helps, is I leave her notes. I just leave her a note, arbitrarily, just handwritten note, and it's not a big, long letter, just a little note, and stick it in her laptop, or stick it on the dash of her car as I'm leaving, or, you know, wherever I'm doing, and she just responds to that. I get a text immediately. Oh, thank you so much for the note. She's taking a picture of it, and it's just me letting her know that she is very valuable to me, so...
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $10,000 to help reach the critical fiscal year-end funding need. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. I hope you'll do that. As Kurt mentioned, we have some friends who've said, you know, there's a need for the month here to close out our fiscal year, $50,000. I mean, that's just the bottom line. There's where we are. And the first $10,000 of that's going to be matched dollar for dollar. That would make $20,000, right? If my math is right. 20 years and then it'll be matched. So that'll get us well along the way. And so can I ask you to join us in this mission with a special love gift in this final month of our fiscal year? As you call during West Coast Business Hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or when you go online to theintentionallife.com, you can click on donate, you can do that there. And boy, that's going to be a great, it's a great investment, being doubled, impacting the ministry, reaching more people. The first $10,000, everything you give up to that amount, as we work together to reach that, will push us down the path a long ways. And boy, we could use your help. 888-888-1717.
I lived my life kind of far away from God, really, because I made so many excuses. I thought, well, I'm not really doing that. It's because of this other, you know, it's this thing. And making excuses for doing things, you know, that I know God has told us directly we shouldn't do. And I've had a hard life, I have to admit that, because I didn't make the right choices. But your radio station has helped me, because just your title, Intentional Living, we're intending now deliberately to live without those excuses. I really wanted to say thank you, because, you know, the excuse making now has turned into intentional living. And I feel like I'm awake now and I'm not asleep. I don't have the habit of making excuses anymore. I've left that. And it's so difficult. It's so hard. But I've learned to look to God and to pray to Him and concentrate on that.
That's so special. You guys all around the country, when you leave your stories and your testimony and you tell us what God's doing in your life and how you're being intentional, difference making, it means a lot to us. And you may be brand new to this whole thing, and we talk about intentional living. It's just a couple things really, really important. When we talk about this word intentional, you get it. And intention is simply like a goal on steroids. Really, it's what it is. Because we all have goals, but then we don't follow through. Come on, that's procrastination. Intention is kind of a stronger thing than saying, hey, I guess we're talking about habits. It's kind of like, I want to have a habit in my life that's going to draw me closer to Christ, make me stronger in my relationships, benefit me in the process. But being intentional doesn't get you saved, doesn't get you into heaven. There are many, many people in the planet Earth today who are very intentional for the wrong reason. They don't love God. They don't care about God. They don't care about Jesus Christ. They don't even believe any of it. But they're very intentional. They're intentional about what they believe, what they're pursuing, what they're after. Shouldn't those of us who are followers of Christ, those of us who've given our life to Christ, be equally motivated to live our lives in a way that would honor Him? And you know what? We benefit from it. I have found in my years of working with people that when we choose to be intentional in how we react, how we live, how we think, our habits, our emotions, our words, makes a huge difference in life. And that's what intentional living is about. We're seeing people come to Christ this last weekend at our conference. We're seeing on the radio. You're making it possible because of your support, and God bless you for doing that. Okay, I think we have time here to talk with JC, who's in Michigan, calling in about habits. JC, what about habits? What are some things that are working for you?
Well, before, when I would get angry, I would hold it in, just kind of let it build up. I wouldn't want to talk about it. And my husband could always sense that something was wrong. So lately I've been working on sitting down and talking to him about how I'm feeling, even if it's something little that he wouldn't think is important, if it's bothering me, I'll talk to him about it. He can help me through it, and it's helped us be able to open up with each other more.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you hold back? You just felt like it wasn't worth sharing it, or wasn't that important?
Yeah, or it was silly or something I shouldn't be emotional about, you know, so I would just kind of hold it in, but then it would bug at me and I would just be grumpy the whole day, and he would be like, "What is bothering you?" You know, and finally I just realized I'll tell him, and he will either just hold me if I start to cry, or we'll talk through it, and or he'll say, "Yeah, I know what you mean. That would bother me too." Or so it's
what really difference helped. Has it made in your marriage?
Well, we can open up to each other more, even on a day-to-day basis. Little things that, you know, will be like, "Oh, well, that bothers me when you do that," or "Oh, I love it when you do that," or something. It's mm-hmm. easier to share those little things, and it just kind of brought us closer together.
That's good. So you've developed a love habit to be short accounts. If you got an issue, bring it out, get it on the table, and discuss it.
Yeah. And even if it's my own issue that, you know, has nothing to do with him, if it's drama with a friend or whatever, I can talk to him about it, and then it's not just building up inside of me, and he's able to help.
Yeah, so that's great.
It's been great.
That's fantastic. Thank you, JC. Hey, listen, we got about 30 seconds. I want to get you on here, Jenna from Georgia. What's, I guess, about kids, habits with your kids? What is it?
The most important is to teach your kids the importance of praying. Not only pray with your kids, but to also be the example of the relationship you have with Jesus and how you make every decision based on your communication with God and being led. When they're going through problems, they don't always need to, sometimes they're not going to come to you. They need to know they can go to Jesus, especially as they get into those upper years. But if they don't have that background when they're little, mm-hmm. they're not going to be as comfortable doing it.
Yeah, that's true. Start early. That's why good parenting is really partly developing the kind of habits, routines with your kids that can carry on. What does the Bible say? Always relevant. Train up a child the way they should go. When they're old, you know, those habits will kind of impact their lives, right? How they turn out. All right. We're out of time. Thank you, Jennifer, Stephen, and the team. We got to run. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for being a part of the ministry here in this final month of our fiscal year. For your matching gift, joining in with that is appreciated at theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. Again, to all the friends we met over the weekend at Night of Hope in Glendale, Arizona, God bless you. We love being with you and seeing so many smiling faces. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. More Intentional Living from Intentional Life Media.